3, 2, 1. Hi, my name is Randy, and I will be your host for all the festivities, frivolity, and fun we can have on this podcast. And I hope you still like the show, whether you listen by home, office, or car, and on iPad, iPod, MP3 player, Android side of things. Welcome. Welcome to the show. And let's get started, shall we? I did have a story about a bastard cat that they're trying to get adopted, but the previous owner said he was bullying the little kitten. But I seem to have lost that story. So I switching back and forth is not the greatest thing. That's why I could have wished my monitor worked as a second line so I can look up stories and have them right at my fingertips instead of this way of doing things. During my absence from bipolar treatment, I was reading in the Huffington Post that advertisers pull ads from Sean Hannity's Fox News show. Companies started pulling advertisements from Sean Hannity's Fox News show on Wednesday as he continued promoting a conspiracy theory about Democratic National Committee staffer Seth Rich's death. Cars.com, automotive classified site, was the first to release a statement on its decision to remove ads. The fact that we advertise on a particular program does not mean we agree or disagree or support or oppose the content. We don't have the ability to influence content at the time we make out advertising purchases. In this case, we've been watching closely and have recently made the decision to pull our advertisers from Hannity. At-home exercise company Peloton followed suit later Wednesday afternoon, saying it decided to pull advertisement from Hannity in response to complaints on Twitter. Hannity has been in hot water for continuing to peddle a conspiracy theory linking Rich's death, unsolved killing, to WikiLeaks. Washington, D.C. police say they suspect Rich was shot during a robbery attempt while walking in his neighborhood. There's no evidence his slaying had anything to do with leaked DNC emails published by WikiLeaks, which U.S. authorities have blamed on Russian hackers. Fox News retracted its thinly sourced story promoting the conspiracy theory on Tuesday and removed it from its website. But Hannity was still pushing the story on Twitter shortly before the network issued its statement. He later continued promoting the conspiracy on his radio show, which is not affiliated with Fox News, hours later. And all of you in the liberal media, I'm not Fox.com or FoxNews.com. I retract nothing, he said. The move by Cars and Peloton to pull advertising mimics the start of massive advertising boycott that plagued Fox News host Bill O'Reilly, who was unceremoniously ousted from the network last month after allegations of him sexually harassing female colleagues prompted protests and eventually led more than 50 companies to remove advertising from his show. That's about it for that story. Maybe you should get in line with Bill Cosby and the treatment they'll have to go through. But yeah, that's just stupid to do that. But You know, tonight I was watching a CMT network. Usually I buzz on by it, but they were playing Oh Brother, We're Out, though. And George Clooney had to have Dapper Dan grease for his hair. But that's a funny movie. And I also stopped by a show I don't normally watch. It's Mysteries at the Museum. And there we got the train for you. And what was I going to say? That train threw me off track. I was watching Mysteries at the Museum where they developed toilet paper, the Scott brothers. I don't know who, but developed the flusher that actually worked because people were using every little thing to clean themselves with before the toilet paper came along. And also they had on the guy who was $200,000 in debt, and he developed the Pet Rock and got out of debt and bought a mansion with a swimming pool. The Pet Rock. You know, who would think that, you know? But that's what my evening has consisted of. But I hope you're having a fine evening listening to the show. I found this next news story about a 13-year-old girl. Let me pop this story up here since I have to do it the old-fashioned way. Let me see here. Oh, yeah, about a 13-year-old girl that it was supposed to be a joke, but the girl and her mother didn't see anything funny about it. At the end of the seventh grade year at Anthony Aguirre Junior High, Liz Villanova sat at the award ceremony and waited to receive her certificate. She had been in the honors program at the school outside Houston for 2 years, keeping her head down, staying out of trouble, getting good grades, and now it was time for some recognition. She got a paper plaque for her service to the school. But it wasn't really what they thought it was. It was a satirical event. And it says she got a picture of it. Most likely to become a terrorist, Lilith Villanova. Most likely to become a terrorist. A local NBC affiliate reports Villanova received the certificate during a satirical award ceremony on Tuesday, just a day after the Manchester bombing that killed 22 people and left at least 50 injured. Aside from Villanova's award, students earned superlatives like most likely to cry for every little thing. This is another certificate. And most likely to become homeless. To the teachers, it was all in good fun, but Villanova's mother is furious for those who gave out the award, calling on the middle school to fire them. "We're really upset about it," coming from a teacher, Villanova's mother, Ina Hernandez, told KPRC2, doing its job in... Where did I say this was? I didn't, I guess. But what were they doing giving this 13-year-old? How is she going to feel when she grows up later on? A school district spokesman apologized for the incident, calling it a poor attempt to poke fun, and promising that the teachers responsible would be investigated and disciplined. So it was all teachers that designed this. I guess the school board didn't really know. But that doesn't do much for Villanova, who still hasn't returned to school because she feels uncomfortable, as the Washington Post reports. A terrorist is a really big thing, Villanova said, told KPRC2, getting her done. Just what happened 2-3 days ago with Ariana Grande and her concert, and they're joking around with this. That's not something to joke around with. Oh, man. Somebody must have put the little loco weed in the teacher's food or something to come up with this idea. That's really most likely to become a terrorist. And they gave out plaques to saying that. It's supposed to be funny, but that's not funny. And the teachers that designed that, those certificates should be fired. There's one person on the chopping block. most likely to become homeless. Well, they must not have any school counselors there, maybe to boost somebody's opinion about that, but I think they went too far, and somebody should lose their job over this. Calling it a poor attempt to poke fun, promising that the teachers responsible would be investigated and disciplined. Yeah, well, that probably won't be too hard to find out which teacher designed this ceremony. What were they smoking when they did this? That's what all I got to say about it. My next news story comes from the Daily Beast. It's got a title, How I Got Fox News to Tell the Truth About Violent Lesbian Gangs. Excuse me. Before the news trotted out Rod Wheeler to fabricate the conspiracy about Seth Rich, he was spinning made-up yarns and gun-toting lesbian gangs. On the seventh day, they retracted. Fox News had dug in the heels hard, but its much ballyhooed brand new bombshell, as evidence free claims that the Democratic National Convention staffer was murdered last summer because he leaked thousands of Democratic Party emails to WikiLeaks, had completely fallen apart by Tuesday. The fantasy was purveyed over the previous week by some of the unusual suspects of Fox, Sean Hannity, Lou Dobbs, and political contributor Newt Gingrich. Excuse me. But it rested on one man, Rod Wheeler, Fox News contributor, former Washington, D.C. homicide detective and teller of very, very tall tales. Can't say that much, that's much of a surprise to me. I don't know if I can get my computer to... There we go. 10 years ago, Rod Wheeler, then styled a Fox News crime analyst, appeared on the O'Reilly Factor to report that all over the country, hundreds of gangs of pink pistol-packing lesbians were terrorizing victims. Well, you know, there's a national underground group, if you will, Bill, women that's lesbians, also some men's group that's actually recruiting kids as young as 10 years old in a lot of schools and communities across the country. The gangs were armed and committing crimes. Wheeler warned and numbered well over 150. Maybe it's time to retire. Some of the kids have actually reported that they were forced, you know, performing sex acts with some of these people. And that wasn't all. Now, the other thing, too, that our viewers are going to find very interesting is the fact that they actually carry, some of these groups carry pink pistols, he said. They call themselves Pink Pistol Packing Group, and these are lesbians. That's 9 million Glocks. They use these, they commit crimes, and they cause a lot of hurt to a lot of people. It was a quiet tale, and O'Reilly milked it for all it's worth. After all, Fox is never much on LGBT rights, and a shocking story of scary lesbians terrorizing right-thinking Americans from coast to coast was titillating indeed. It was also entirely false. At the time, I was editor of the Southern Poverty Law Center Intelligent Report and an investigative magazine, and our reporters, David Holthaus and Susan Buchanan, demolished virtually every claim in the O'Reilly segment, including O'Reilly's own assertion that in Tennessee, a lesbian gang called Guys Taking Over was raping young girls, and that in Philadelphia, another called Dykes Taking Over was terrorizing people. Shortly after David and Susie confronted Wheeler and we published their story on the blog, I wrote a memorable editor's note to accompany the article. Let's see where I want to go. The day after the story was posted on the Southern Poverty Law Center's website, Rod Wheeler issued a classification and apology, in which he claimed that he had only inadvertently stated that lesbian gangs carry pink painted pistols, that he hadn't meant to say there were 150 lesbian gangs in the Washington, D.C. area, that he hadn't mentioned to say there was a national epidemic of lesbian gangs, and that he didn't hadn't meant to defame the Pink Pistols group, the same of Real Lesbian Shooting Club. A day later, Bill O'Reilly offered his own weak clarification, saying his report featuring Wheeler's false assertions had been overstated. I put on the glasses, it might help. Saying his report featuring Wheeler's false assertions have been overstated, but insisted it contained a core of truth, and that was that. Never say you're sorry. There are no apologies or retractions from Fox. Rod Wheeler stayed on as a paid network contributor. Of course, at the time, Fox News wasn't recovering from the Roger Ailes sexual harassment scandal, was in shock in the firing of Bill O'Reilly in his own harassment brouhaha, and its owner Rupert Murdoch wasn't desperately trying to win approval from British regulatory authorities as fit and proper in his bid to buy the Sky satellite and cable networks in Europe. Back then, Fox essentially followed a no apology policy for its many false assertions. It was happy to pay Rod Wheeler's of the world for their sensational reporting. Even in the case of Wheeler, his pink pistol claims followed by another. Sorry, folks, that last segment was, it's a hazard of working while you're tired. I think I yawned about five times in that story. Who knows what's going to happen with Bill O'Reilly? I wonder if he gets his own deal. He turned up on the radio again. But I don't think at millions of dollars, it's hard to deal with whether he did or not harass these women like Bill Cosby. And maybe that was an error in judgment of making that little joke. But I have a friend who said it's just a money grab for these women accusing him of sexual harassment. But who knows what goes on behind closed doors in the White House. And I guess Donald Trump's trying to tighten a belt on his minions. And maybe also, too, with Jared Kushner, who's always with him at everything. Yeah, I only got a few minutes left in the podcast. I do this on my own dime so far, but there is a donation spot on the website, PayPal. I believe if you'd like to contribute a few bucks to the show, it'd be greatly appreciated. And maybe even the first name mentioned. And some people actually read off their contributors. I've heard that before. Maybe I haven't been on long enough to garner any contributions to the show. But I bought like three things from Walmart yesterday, and none of them seemed to want to bring the video to this other TV set I got. I wanted to set that up for getting stories instead of flipping back and forth. Since I'm the only one involved with this, besides the two guests I had on there. But I hope you're having a good night. And I suppose I could find another short story. It'd take me a little time. But we're running about 25 minutes of fun, frivolity, and whatever else. It's hard to find a story that doesn't involve Trump or his relatives. I'm not a very political talker. as you found out, or sports, which I kind of got cold to during the Danny Green era. Why aren't you into football? I used to be as a kid. Well, things change. And Brett Favre could have won us a bid to the Super Bowl, but he wanted to do it all himself by throwing across where he could have ran. But and get in field goal position, then we would have been next in line for the playoffs. But that's the way it goes. And I might have to call a person with a little more technical knowledge about Wi-Fi, and because I've never used Wi-Fi, and I don't understand all the security protocols you got to do for that. But. And I'd just like to get this other set to be working on a separate line. I guess it's going to have to be, or else it'll just bring up the stuff that's on my one screen. But I guess I need a second internet line. And I'm not technically, I bought a few things and none of them seem to work. And that's my local Walmart. Lucky I kept the receipt. I'm returning everything. I got another monitor, and but I got to search for the power cord. Seems like I had to search for power cords all a few months. But it's starting to look like a radio studio. Two monitors up here and my keyboard in the desk drawer. So if I could improve that, it'd be great. I might go to Vast and have them, and they'll probably fix it in 10 minutes or so. Because trying to pipe in the internet to this other set has been unsuccessful. It'd be so much handier than what I'm doing. Well, it looks like time to wrap this show up at about the 30-minute mark. And maybe somebody could help me with that little technical problem. And it would be great, because then I'd have one set on news and the other on the recording end of it. Well, I hope you're having a fine night and a happy ending tonight. And I'd like to thank you and probably you for listening in. The 70-some people that tune in from Jose, California. I don't understand that one, but... But I got some listeners in California. Well, until next time, keep on listening. And you never know when they'll come out. At least not yet. If things start to improve, I will expand the show probably to an hour. And, it'll take me a little time to work up to that, but maybe it will happen. Well, thank you, and I hope you enjoyed the stories, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye, folks.